Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm gonna beat my ass like a runaway slave.
Space, the final frontier.
DJ.
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele.
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore. To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Red the Game Radio with your host, DJ Smith. And international
call. Hail, hail, all from the Neverland. Presenting
Sayonite Night.
Interface complete.
cozy. Before but this here one first, let me get you in the mood. Let me get it right, show you what I like. Some new things I wanna try. Oh, get it up. You was the coupe, my touch got your pipe bit like a doobie truck. Put you on the bed on top, the rodeo. Press record on the counters, make her own video. We're going digital, my love, all from being super close. Oh, now we on position two. Baby, I've been missing you, grabbing you, scratching you. Throw it back at you, if you stop, give you attitude. I want that, gotta have that. Do you want that? I'll let you touch that. You wanna grab that? I'll let you pull that. You wanna snap that? I'll let you sweep that. Can you handle that? So let me get that.
One more request, baby, baby. Yes, I do. could have a little more of you. And if you meet my request, you make my day name. La la la.
Let it be. Weeks ago, a long-haired young person came into our bank and said to me, "I bet you won't lend me money to buy an electric guitar." Well, he was making $100 a week, and he was over 18, and I said, "I bet you I will lend you money to buy an electric guitar." And I did. So what happens? The punk gets busted for possession of dangerous drugs, and we're out $350. There's one thing about kids nowadays. You don't have to give them credit.
Universal Bank, we trust you about as far as we can throw you.
Where to see a shango creature? People, this is Thursday time for music. Thursday time for music. You know what I'm saying? What we're doing today is all about the music, all about the independent artists. You know what I'm saying? No talking up in this motherfucker. I know y'all tune in each and every day to hear the world ramble on, but you know what I'm saying? One day out of the week, we will do what we do here, right here at WDGE Radio, and that's break independent artists' records. And, yeah, that's what we dedicated to doing today, and keeping y'all pumped up all the way. You know what I'm saying? And shout out to everybody real quick, my co-host, Mr. Sayonai, all the way from the Netherlands. Got Mr. Hayman Garcia, jumped off up in here, ain't seen him in a minute. But what's happening? Que pasa, mi amigo? And Life After Dust Live, Mr. Seti, Baby Powder Fresh J, just ended off in here. And we got Mr. Tok 64, you know what I'm saying, representing Pennsylvania. So it's going down real big. And that's how we do it. Shout out to Goofy Bone and everybody else, this Heavenly Angel. The old PSN radio network over there, you know what I'm saying, is doing their thing. And, yeah, we appreciate all y'all riding out because this is how we do.
I got hands on the key, nigga, drop, drop. Back on the job, trying to keep me off the block. Fuck the real hard, I make it to the top, top. Probably see me dead, but I ain't gonna stop. I'm going. Cutting it, tips, can't see him through the window. Going with the wind, blowing on the endo. Rap played out, sort of like Nintendo. Blendo. And I ain't worried about nothing. This is real talk, I ain't worried about fronting. Didn't have a dollar, now a nigga straight cutting. Mama said, dice, get out and get some. Now the kid about to blow like Trisky. Nigga say he hot, hoes like, who is he? Now I'm trying to knock him. Staying on my Trisky, I'm ignorant. So I pick up the phone, I'm busy. Dig me.
I'm going. some. I told you that shit.
Please stop. I'm dying over here.
DJ Lucky.
Lady Duet, yeah. B.I.B., yeah. Let's get it. Okay. Mama ain't shit, can't make a pussy pop and get low like this, like this. If she can't get the dough, I get me mugging my click, saying that's that bitch. Your lame ass baby mama ain't shit, can't make a pussy pop and get low like this. If she can't get the dough, I get me mugging my click, saying that's that bitch. If you fuck with me, why fuck with that? I'm the lady for you, baby, let me sit on your lap. And if I'm in the competition, you can call it a wrap. Step up in the race and smoke like a blunt in the mat. When I take a baby daddy to relax in the back. Get them on another level, something off of the map. I'm at the top of the school of these dumbass fools. I got the hoes acting rude, cause I'm fucking they do. Got a baby with a lane, now you fucking the best. Think I'm feeling real good, got them breaking the sweat. All that live shit, bitch, you can put it to rest. Nigga wanna talk shit, bitch, it might be next. Man, you put the assholes lame as hell. You better get it how you live, no game for sale. No, you sold off, so the game can't help. You gotta do it like this, you might hurt yourself, bitch. Your lame ass baby mama ain't shit, can't make a pussy. Get low like this. If she can't get the dough, I get me mugging my stick, saying that's that bitch. Your lame ass baby mama ain't shit, can't make a pussy pop and get low like this. If she can't get the dough, I get me mugging my stick, saying that's that bitch. Any questions? Ask your baby daddy. But the business, you make them kids, I can make them happy. When you chit chatting, I'm the type to make it happen in the lady like fashion, kissing the dog ass. Another bitch can't do what I do. With the change you got, mug, you need to buy your.
Oh no.
won't take me seriously, you take me for a joke. That's why I wrote this song and it just might blow. Just to show my little man that daddy is a pro. And baby mama know, that's why baby daddy gotta get it. When I spit it, go stop, get with it, stop slipping, might get broke off. I'ma show you how to get it as soon as I catch up and lift off. Yeah, I know you pissed off. I'ma pay my government cash, my debts off. Didn't know I knew you put me on child support, huh? But it don't matter cause I see what kind of girl you are. I want a family hotel on the boulevard. You wanna bring me down? Well, that's gonna take long. Send the emails and texts? Well, that's what soccer's on. I stay broke for real, need money for my son. By the way, my baby mama broke. Cause she want all my money.
Eric, we're talking about potholes right now, okay?
It's not potholes you need to worry about. It's potheads.
Cause I tatted it on. Since day one I've been here. We got God in our life, baby, had no fear. When you ain't with me, better represent. You been with me through the struggle, now we doing it big. I love 100. I give it to you, girl, and that's the way that you want it. Cause I love you, girl.
I write a million songs.
Thank you.
Yeah, right back at you like you left your favorite CD. This is for anyone involved in the music industry. It's the FNANR Indie Artist Seminar, presented by...
Listen now, Scott Sediba.
Going down Sunday, October 3rd, 2010, at Club Nouveau, located at 1701 North Franklin Street in downtown Tampa. For more info or performance slots available, contact www.missmouthtime.com or call Miss Mouth at 813-235-5553.
Smelly Prize, man, a.k.a. the Starship Smelly Prize Radio. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big like that.
The Trilateral Commission. You're tuning into the
Starship Smelly Prize.
Right here live on blogtalkradio.com.
The Starship Smelly Prize.
Captain Smell, so good plays nothing but the best independent music worldwide. So tune in to him live right here on blogtalkradio.com. And if you got a problem with that, then you'll see
annihilation. Total, complete, absolute annihilation.
Goddamn right. And if you want to send any drops for the show, make sure you send them to WDGEradio@gmail.com, man. We'll make sure you get you in rotation. You know what I'm saying? So it's going down real big. So that's the side night. Talk to you in 13 minutes.
Just to what? See what?
Yeah. Now we can do it all day till the sun goes down. So baby, why you frowning? Put on the smile. Get a peek like you posted for Colgate. You looking hella sexy when your hair is so straight. The way you put it on me, no girl does. Give a bit of time like you wanna. Bottle of Patron and a couple of bloods. Hop in the wind, then we hit the club. Fresh to death, all day it's a mud. Tell them say living got your boy clean cut. I like the way the mouth of bottles hug your butt. When you open up the jam, girl, that's what's up. Tell me what you want, I'll tell you what I need. I'm down to please you, and he's down to please me. Freaky things, anything. The club's out of tune, you should come home with me.
Step by step, like I'm shifting a gear. Feel the breath, got the street cred, you step to the steps. The
that you got within your boundaries in terms of respect. Now everybody from the neighborhood is calling your name. Fortune and fame, along with it you must entertain. Money to gain, money to burn, haters to aim. Drama to turn, pages to turn, just to flame now. Love me or hate me, appreciate it greatly. Faded, now lady, let me live or fucking take me. Maybe I'm crazy, or maybe I'm saying yo. Jesus in plain clothes, playing through the radio. Far from, I might be, slightly in fight G. Past the mic, me try to vision what I might see. I try to paint a picture in music, I'm an artist. So picture an upbringing, golden fucking heartless. It's nothing but a process, some shit that I done learned though. Got a couple haters, motherfuckers gonna burn slow. Learn yo, maybe you got an angel. A lock on a target, some shit that I can aim for. Am I simply crazy, some shit that I've become now. A lot of people misinterpret, so just let me come down. Money cash rules everything that I'm about to say. That I'm not, I am just another side. Now if they were to ask and I were to tell, then I would reply if I pay well. But if I do me and you like my move, then just let me be and I can save this soup. This is hip hop, homie, and I'm falling so true. I need you, I bleed you, I got my hands around you. I have gotten so great with the things I do. The style that I have, I grab with the mic too. Yo, it's basic mathematics. When you treat the mic like if it was drugs and you was the addict. See, the streets can make your mind fall into bad habits. So I stay strong and away from the negatives just to live lavish. I keep training night after night in a padded room in front of the MIC. Lights off, no AC. Welcome to the life of an MC. And I only speak about the world that I see. If you got time, homie, I like to tell you my story. A life full of smoking weed and having the finest bitches perform sex orgies. Spending late nights at South Beach Club hopping to get exposure. From mixtapes to doing shows with my soldiers. See if I keep it true to this art form that I love. Then bad luck won't fit on me like OJ's bloody glove. And maybe someday the sun will shine up above. Dog, I see myself still rapping till I'm old and gray. And even if I am or ain't paid, I'll be an MC till I see my grave. People wonder how one thinks of the shitty space. But it's simple when you live the way we have, it's easy to rip. It comes from the inner soul of if you just can't seem to get rid. So go ahead, let the haters who want to talk shit spread their lips. Cause even though this is hip-hop, nigga, I still got my nine by my hip. No matter what hood you in, dog, we smoking the same trees. Don't get it twisted, money, this is still that thug shit. And in the South, we don't talk loud, we just pull out the head. Careful, fella, before you wake up with your throat slit. Oh, and just to let you know, hip-hop ain't dead. Some new logic for your hands, the jackal. See now, let's go! Now if they were to ask and I were to tell, then I would reply if I pay well. But if I do me and you like my move, then just let me be and I can save this soup. This is hip hop, homie, and it's all so true. I need you, I bleed you, I got my hands around you. I have gotten so great with the things I do. The style that I have, I grab with the mic too.
Say what you want about child.
Say, goddamn, what's up? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. All right, people, it's time for the motherfucking Nutty News. Nutty News of the day, goddammit. Y'all already know what time we do around, champ. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Time for the Nutty News. Time for the Nutty News. Hey. Y'all already know what time it is. It's at the top of the hour. It's time for the Nutty News Today. Brought to you apart by NuttyNewsToday.com for all your wild, weird, and crazy and off-the-wall news from around the world. And I mean the world.
Timmy!
Go ahead, beam up my co-host, Mr. Sayonai. Hello, he's from the Netherlands.
It smells so good.
Salamo.
Salamo.
I'm Barigani.
Yeah, I still don't know the answer to that, but I'm doing fine. How are you?
what the hell is it? Something Asante. Asante something. Shit, I forgot. Hey, but, yeah, what's happening? What's happening?
Everything's fine. Chilling,
oh my
chilling.
Goddamn.
Cooking dinner because you are a little late. I was waiting for you for an hour.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Okay. That's, no worries. We are here right now. That's good.
Motherfucker, be tired, man. I'll be tired, man. You know what I'm saying? I'll be,
If you own a home that is mobile and 14 cars that aren't, you might be a redneck.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I was trying to get my rest on. You know what I'm saying? shopping at
www.blowme.com.
Yeah, got a couple of groovy. Yeah, a couple of groovy chicks. You know what I'm saying? To love. One of them kept yelling at me.
Now
about.
You listen to old Fiddler if he wants to keep it live. You in America now?
America.
You hear me talking, nigga? You
America.
In America?
America. Ah, man, it's just hilarious. Hey, shout out to Hood Stars Radio, man. You know what I'm saying? Welcome. You know what I'm saying? Up here on BTR doing your thing. And who we got? Mr. Life After Dusk, the official models for Life After Dusk. You can check them out at Dusk Divine Model Group at .blogspot.com. You know what I'm saying? That's my homeboy, said it, Baby Powder Fresh J. Got this thing going now. You know what I'm saying? The Hood Stars Radio has got their... new show, you know what I'm saying, airing Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Don't know if that's Eastern Standard, Central, or whatever the fuck time, but tune in to one of them times and he'll be on. And that's tonight. You hit him up at area code 313-412. I don't know the rest of the goddamn number because he didn't leave the shit up in there, but goddamn it, there you go. Right.
That came into the chat room and sent us PMs with ads to our show is not getting a plug.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know who the fuck that asshole was. Oh, you said that's the beginning of your phone number. Oh, okay, I thought that was your show number. You know what I'm saying? It's all good. You call in and rep your shit, though. You know what I'm saying? That's what we do. It's Eastern Standard Time, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time tonight. So check them out, Hood Star Radio, doing a real bit. All right, people, we got to get off into this news, and I mean the news. All right, because it's coming through you from around the world, and I mean of the world. The world. In Chicago, in Chi-Town, you know what I'm saying? Supposedly Obama's backyard. Yeah, right. Gang members say police do not respect them. What I'm talking about.
All righty.
What you talking about? How the hell one gang gonna respect another gang, bitch? God damn it. Shit, the police are ganging them goddamn cells. How the fuck they gonna be motherfucking worried about y'all? Shit. About to ride on y'all ass. But at a news conference organized, now this is, come on people. At a news conference organized by self-identified gang members, several speakers complained that police and city officials do not respect them and that the only way to curb violence is to provide jobs and improve their community. The self-described current and former gang members held a news conference at the Columbus Park Refectory at blah, 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 blah on West Side. Because who the hell cares? I ain't attending that shit. Ah, man. Gang members looking for respect, people. What is this world coming to?
Hey, Mr. Gang Member, what do you do all day long? Drug dealing, stabbing people, beating people up?
Oh, it sounds like the military. Matter of fact, everybody wants to. If y'all want to do something like that, here you go, gang
you're
members.
You're always on the winning team. Put your skills to work in the military.
I was on the streets in the gang shooting people and running drugs. Now, I'm making something of myself. I kill people and run drugs for the CIA.
In this job, you not only help yourself, you help your country. Only in the military would a teenager be given responsibilities like driving a nuclear submarine, maneuvering a tank, or dropping high ordnance explosives. Make a change for yourself in the military.
I was in college constantly getting into pointless fights I didn't understand about nebulous concepts and belief systems. I got tired of arguing about what's right, so I dropped out of college and joined up. Now I know I'm right in the military.
Learn confidence.
I was having fantasies about stabbing people. Now I can do it for my country.
Oh, that we want you to be.
Life.
God damn it.
Unexpectedly
have no life
in,
fact, in the
I'm
army.
I'm my well-paid job as a voiceover actor in order to sign up and be shouted at by a lot of sexually confused skinheads. I want excitement, and what could be more exciting than shitting yourself while getting shot at in the jungle? Certainly beats sitting in this booth all day. Be number one. Turn your life around in the military.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's so motivating, old thing. I'll join up tomorrow.
That's the new the new jingle for the for the army. Be all that we want you to be. Have a fucked up life in the army. Yeah, fucking right, people. And, yeah. speaking from experience. You know what I'm saying? I've been there, done that. You can hit up Stars Radio tonight at 323-693-3004 for anybody that might be catching this in the archives. You know what I'm saying? And looking for something to do to Nizite. Y'all check them out. All right. All right, we're going to California, where I didn't even know they were still doing this, but they're still hazing.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, hazing.
Hazing.
You know,
is that when you smoke a lot of haze, or is that something
else? Right. This is sorority hazing. Yeah, sorority hazing. Punched, slapped, kicked, and slammed into walls.
Oh.
Probably. Because she looked good. Bitch fine as a motherfucker. God damn. Courtney Howard opted to join Sigma Gamma Rho, believing that they represented the sisterhood she sought in a sorority. Howard contends that the group's pledge process was far from sisterly. According to her complaint, she and fellow pledges were punched, slapped, kicked, slammed into walls, struck with a wooden spoon and a cane, and had books and coins thrown at them during a series of 16 nighttime initiation sessions. I really don't understand the purpose, you know what I'm saying, of doing violent acts in order to initiate somebody into your goddamn little fraternity, sorority, or inner secret society. What is the point of that? Never really understood what was the point of that. You know what I'm saying? It just,
no idea.
We're going to fuck you up. They'll make you stay in our fraternity that preaches sisterhood and brotherhood. All about brotherly love. We've got to kick your ass first.
Well, she's lucky. People have died during those ceremonies.
Yeah.
Drink a little vodka and then suck it. Okay.
And there you go. Oh, man. In Philadelphia, shout out all my people down in P-Town, Philly. Man is run over by car. He was pushing up a hill.
I can picture it now.
Push.
Oh.
Help! Somebody stop the car! Oh, man. Well, a 20-year-old man is in extremely critical condition. After he was run over by a car, he was trying to push up the hilly street known as the Monayunk Wall. Police said the man's girlfriend was behind the wheel. Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. I
think
it's ex-girlfriend.
It was behind the wheel of a disabled 1996 Volvo sedan, which is a pretty heavy car. On the 200 block of Levering Street, about 4:15 a.m., probably was drunk, when he attempted to push it up the hill. Had to be drunk. The sedan rolled backward, dragging the man 25 to 30 feet. Before hitting a parked car and coming to a halt.
But if he was drunk, that didn't matter. He was pushing. I hope that she wasn't drunk. She was driving.
But why wouldn't she have put her foot on the goddamn brake?
She thought about the insurance he had set on his life. Ah, cool. Right. There it comes. Money.
I didn't think about that. Yeah, right. There you go, brother. I mean, Jesus, man. Sorry to hear that you're in the hospital. But for those dastardly acts that you have just pulled off, you receive an award. Should we give him a light award? Yeah, I think we get a light award. You know, you didn't really, you know, fuck anybody up, but you fucked yourself up. So,
Damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Yeah. People, you don't push cars up hills. All right.
Well, we had to once. A friend of mine had only summer tires on his car, and it was snowing outside, and he said, oh, we got to go here and there. Are you coming with me? I said, isn't it a good idea to take my car? Oh, no, 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 we'll be all right. Yeah, 20 minutes later, we were stuck on a crossroad with all ends going uphill.
Damn.
So we had to push it up in the snow. And we were lucky that a big plow came along, and he was able to pull us out pretty easily.
What? Damn. Well, people, guess it does happen in real life.
Let's go over here to New York, man. Where, yeah, this has got to be the dumbest Fight on Your Day Off award we're about to give out. A drunk courier lost a $1,300,000 painting.
Ouch.
How do
you
do that?
Deduct that from your salaries for the rest of your
rest of your life. And your afterlife and your family's life. And your grandkids is gonna be paying for this shit. Damn. The owner of Jean-Baptiste Camille Corot's Portrait of a Girl is suing a courier after the man lost the painting during an alleged drunken night in New York. Kristen Trudgeon, the majority owner of the 19th century painting, said art courier James Carl Haggerty told owner Tom Doyle he lost the $1.3 million artwork while showing it to a prospective buyer at the Mark Hotel.
Ouch.
Damn.
Who goes drinking with a
$1.3 million
painting?
What the fuck, man? You see? Yeah, right. I think that picture will be surfacing, probably not in the country, but yeah. Or if he already didn't sell it to that prospective buyer, and yeah, he's pocketing the money. But anyways.
Lying piece of sack of shit, slut trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch!
I mean, come on, people. Hey. Some people just do some shit that, man, it makes you wonder sometimes how these crazy motherfuckers keep them going under. Oh, right. One commercial break.
Yeah, right back at you like you left your favorite CD. This is for anyone involved in the music industry. It's the F&AR Indie Artist Seminar, presented by...
Listen, I'm Scott Sadiba.
Going down Sunday, October 3rd, 2010, at Club Nouveau, located at 1701 North Franklin Street in downtown Tampa. For more info or performance slots available, contact www.missmouthtime.com or call Miss Mouth at 813-235-5553.
That's real.
That's an awesome fucking story, kid.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. Thank you. All right, let's get some, we're going to get the old mariachi music. Here we go. Shouts out to all my Vivas Las Locoses out there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm on every day, homie. You know what I'm saying? Representing out of Tampa, Florida. This is how we do it up in this motor maker. All the way to the Netherlands. You know what I'm saying? This is... The most international show on Blog Talk Radio. If anybody don't know, goddammit, you know it now. This is what we do. We represent nothing but the independent artists or anything that's indie. If it's not indie, it offends me. And what we do here at the top of the hour, we give y'all the nutty news, man, because, you know, that shit y'all be motherfucking listening to on a goddamn teleboob or television, whatever the fuck they want to call it. Yeah, it's not correct. In Oregon, man called 911 to tell police he needed a towel and a hug.
I might have an idea who that could be.
Yeah.
I know somebody from Oregon, and that sounds just like him.
Right. Lay off the trail, people. Lay off the trail. Right. A Beaverton man called 911 to tell police he needed a towel and a hug. But instead he found himself arrested on criminal trespassing charges. Police officers said they found Mark Eskelson in a private hot tub at the Four Seasons Recreational Center at about 7 a.m. Neighbors had complained about noise in the area, but police said Eskelson called emergency dispatchers himself and claimed to be the Washington County Sheriff. And they have audio.
Oh, my God.
They actually have audio, people. Let's go in on the audio. Let's give it a listen. Something, 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 something.
something. Now I understand it. Thanks for making
Wait a minute. He says he needs a hug and a hot chocolate.
Hot chocolate?
And a towel. Okay, let's listen in, people. This is raw footage. Right. God damn it. Oh, here we go with these goddamn commercials. Fuck you and your pizza. That shit look nasty as hell. What the hell are you motherfuckers doing? Goddamn Papa Murphy's. That shit look nasty as hell. Alright, and we're back.
This isn't a joke. It's a medical fire. Hey, I'm in the Four Seasons pool over here in, off of Murray and Allen. And it's a housing development. And I'm, believe it or not, I am the... I'm the sheriff of Washington County, and I've been in this hot tub here for, I don't know, at least 10 hours, and I cannot get anybody to stop and let me out and get me to, I got no towels or nothing, and,
okay.
Send some people to get me out of here, please.
Yeah, we
all right?
Started on
for real, I'm getting sick, and I do not feel good.
And what's going on with you medically?
Right.
I got sicker and decided to get smart and pick up the telephone. No, I did not want to call emergency. I don't know what else to do, okay?
It's just not your go.
My name is Mark Eskelson. Eskelson, sir.
Okay. And are you out there by yourself right now?
I am here by myself. People are walking by. They're driving by, but they all seem to be turning to deaf mutes for some reason, okay?
Got it. And so are you, how did you get in there?
I got in there because the Beaverton police let me in here because they were nice to me. That's why. And so they decided to leave me in here overnight. So here I am. I'm not really the sheriff of Washington County. Is what I really am is a resident, a former resident of Four Seasons, not a resident anymore. Just send somebody. I need some call, man.
This motherfucker's got to be on crack.
But you get this off a website. How did they get the audio?
Huh?
How about... privacy rules and stuff? Are they free to release the audio like that?
Well, that's the local 911 call that he made to 911.
Yeah, but are they...
That's public record. That's public record.
Public record, yeah?
Yeah, all 911 calls are public record. All 911 transcripts. You can go down and request a transcript, and they'll give you the actual words and everything that was spoken on that call. That's public record.
Whoa.
Down here, it is public record. If anybody didn't know that... Yeah, that shit's public record. So
over here, that's considered a privacy rule.
Yeah. Well, we don't have any privacy in the United States. Yeah. Shit. The only thing we got private is goddamn the banks. You know what I'm saying?
I hope they exclude names and stuff.
No, because he just said his name was Mike Eskelson. They didn't bleep that out. They'll bleep out if you said, like, fuck, shit, you motherfuckers need to hurry up. You know what I'm saying? They'll bleep out the cuss words. But other than that, no. That's just like the cops in Michigan with the pot brownies.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Me and my wife, we're dead. We're dead. I think we're dead. And that was an actual police. And he was a police officer.
Uh-huh.
He wasn't even faking, you know what I mean? This dude was just faking and shit. Jesus.
Yeah, but he didn't say that he was a police officer.
Who?
The brownie guy.
Yeah. Oh, I can't.
We do that. No. That info was put into the video, but he didn't mention it on the call itself that he
right.
was a police officer.
Right. Yeah, they just found
he
out
was
after the fact.
Harder than the other guy.
Man. You just lied, then turn around and say, well, no, I'm not really the sheriff. I'm really not supposed to be in here.
And this is my name.
Oh, man. All right, here we go in Maryland. I don't know what kind of sick shit this is, but yeah. Men arrested stuffing games down pants. Oh, that's called shoplifting, people. That's called shoplifting. They make it sound so nasty. Four men from New York City have been arrested after going on a video game stealing rampage along the east coast of the United States. Rodney McCrary, Gilberto Matos, Dorella Winfrey, and Wilfredo Matos. Were caught by police when an off-duty cop saw them stuffing games down their pants at a Toys R Us in Annapolis. Okay, people. I mean, you're stealing from the kids, man. All right? You're stealing from the kids. Jesus, people. Where do these guys come from?
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Yeah. And for getting caught, yeah, with your pants down.
Damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Anybody would get caught with their pants down and shit. You know what I'm saying? All right, people, we're going to keep this shit moving, man. Jesus, what the hell are you people smoking on, man? Is crack still around? I mean, I thought crack phased out, but I guess not. It's still hot and heavy in a few communities. Cause
isn't crack cheap?
Yeah, it's cheap.
Yeah, that's why it's still around, because it's cheap.
Yeah, it's definitely not a cheap drug, though, because, shit, it's...
No, it will cost you your body, your brain.
And everything.
If you didn't already lose it before you started that shit.
Mm-hmm. Let's go over here to Maryland, man, where this dude looks like a Chinese Tiger Woods. Oh! Tiger Woods is Chinese, isn't he? Oh, my bad. Anyway... armed man takes hostages in Discovery Channel building. Fucking Discovery Channel, spreading your fucking lies. Right, like, okay, it's the Discovery Channel, brother. James J. Lee was inspired by Ishmael, a novel by environmentalist Daniel Quinn, and by former Vice President Al Gore's documentary, An Inconvenient Truth. He has said all programs on Discovery Health, TLC, must stop encouraging the birth of any more parasitic human infants and the false heroics behind those actions. The list of demands read in those programs as places, programs encouraging human sterilization and infertility must be pushed. All former pro-birth programs must now push in the direction of stopping human birth, not encouraging it. And in a update, he has been killed by police. Stupid fellow fuck. I guess you weren't pro-life after all, were you? Dumbass, parasitic, human piece of waste, slut trash bag, BS? Oh. Right. There you go, brother.
Lying, piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest, dirtbag, bitch!
And thanks to Mr. Cyanide and Renoise, you guys will hear some new background music coming soon from yours truly, Mr. Smelly. Yeah, make our own beats, you know what I'm saying? These motherfuckers don't want to send me no goddamn beats like I asked for. Goddamn, make my own shit. Alright, anyway, put my relaxing music on. Shit. Oh, yeah, that's so soothing. And Washington Dicks on Chicks. I'm a bitter gun owner and I vote. Yeah, right. Obama administration forbids sale of 850,000 antique rifles. Yeah. I don't want your gun owners owning any guns. The South Korean government, in an effort to raise money for its military, wants to sell nearly 1 million antique M1 rifles that were used by U.S. soldiers in the Korean War to gun collectors in America. The Obama administration approved the sale of the American-made rifles last year, but it reversed course and banned the sale in March, a decision that went largely unnoticed at the time, but that now is sparking opposition from gun rights advocates. A State Department spokesman said the administration's decision was based on concerns that the guns could fall into the wrong hands.
Guns can always fall into the wrong hands.
Right. And what the fuck would an antique goddamn M1 goddamn rifle? Man, we got M16s, people. M1, think of the building model. An M1, that was the first goddamn series. 2, 3, 4, all the way up to M16.
Yeah, that won't fall into the wrong hands. That's a collector item.
Yeah, man, like that. Who gonna even try to fire some old? I'd be scared to fire some shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
I wouldn't dare to fire it, afraid that it would blow up in my face.
But these motherfuckers, apparently, yeah. Ah, good old Obama administration, yeah. It's the administration, people. It's not Obama. That's how the people saying that. Think Obama gives a fuck if you guys have guns or don't got guns or even kill your motherfucking self. As long as he gets his cigarettes and gets his paycheck, goddammit. Stay the fuck out my face. Stay the fuck out my face. Now, the lobbyists, on the other hand, and his punk-ass advisors who are sitting there making them goddamn lies and shit, yeah, you might want to point some fingers that way. But hey. In New York, man jumps from a 40-story roof, lands on car, and survives.
Incredible. I'm sure that must be a shitty car he fell on.
Damn, I don't give a damn what kind of car it is. You falling 40 goddamn stories.
Yeah, really, really incredible the way he fell down on a car. He tried
a New York City man who plunged 40 stories from the rooftop of an apartment building has survived after crashing onto a parked car. Witnesses say, witnesses and police say 22-year-old Thomas Magill jumped from the high rise at West 63rd Street. He landed in the back seat area of a Dodge Charger after crashing through the windshield. Damn.
He
suffered broken legs, and police says he's in critical condition.
Does it state what he posted, what he did before he tried to kill himself?
Well, it probably would. I have to go all into that. But why? What did he do?
He posted a message on Facebook that he was tired of life.
Right. And you put it on Facebook as if the whole world would give a fuck about you dying. Yeah. All right. Well, let me give this guy a slew of awards. You know, he gets a slew of awards, people. Sorry. Okay, let's take it from the top, shall we? And, let me give this guy a shooting award, first of all. I'm going to shoot this guy in his fucking head since you want to kill yourself anyways. Here you go. Shoot the goddamn self in the head, fucking dumbass.
Taking care of.
Yeah, go ahead and shoot him in the head.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spineless, worm-headed stack of monkey shit.
This shit keeps motherfucking refreshing too goddamn much fucking shit, fuck ass. All right, anyways.
Lying, piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch!
And for surviving.
Damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
To jump and survive on your day off.
Oh, man, that's some shit there, people. Just when you think you're going to kill yourself, yeah. You might not. Just bought a new van last week. Want to see it. What is it? What is it there, Mr. Torque? And congrats to your new van. You might want to watch where you park it at, because, yeah, people are jumping.
Want to see what it is. Uh-oh.
Here we go, people. On YouTube. Dun-dun-dun. The Dillon Aero Tactical Vehicle with Gatling Gun. This gun in this vehicle is a six-barreled, electrically driven machine gun.
Don't mess with Thork. Damn! That puts out some rounds. Jesus.
Damn.
I will be cutting Thork off on the highway. He'll mess my car up.
Imagine some shit like that coming into your neighborhood and a bitch pop out the top. Damn.
Well, those...
It's kicking out some rounds, too, boy.
Those gang members were right with the respect part. Hey, they stole our idea. They didn't even thank us.
Yeah, all right. And, damn. The Goalkeeper gun system. Yeah, they got a lot of shit out there, people. Yeah.
Cut cars in half, says Thork. Well, I was more worried about the people in the car.
He uses it for shopping and taking the kids to Sunday school.
Yeah, it's a tough crowd at Sunday school.
Mm-hmm. Well, in Los Angeles, Michael Douglas's cancer went undetected for months. Wow, I wonder who says that. Actress Catherine Zeta-Jones admits having a hard time watching husband Michael Douglas battle throat cancer and has told People magazine she is not furious with doctors for not detecting this his disease sooner. Douglas, probably because she wants the motherfucker to die anyway, so you get the fuck on. Yeah. Douglas, the Oscar winner of Wall Street and a veteran of Hollywood movies and television, told the Celebrity magazine that he spent months seeking attention for persistent throat and ear pain, only to be told nothing was wrong until August. So, she's probably waiting until you sue someone, and, yeah, then she'll be cool. Well, in Vancouver, Washington, shouts out to Heavenly Angel, right down the street from her. Hey, pretty girl, do you want to drink this?
Do you want to drink this? That's how
fucked up. Yeah, no, it's pretty fucked up. 28-year-old woman severely burned when a stranger threw an acid-like liquid in her face. Was listed in serious condition in a Oregon hospital. Bethany Storrell of Vancouver, Washington, was getting something out of her car in downtown Vancouver when the attack happened. A young woman walked up to her daughter and said, "Hey, pretty girl, do you want to drink this?" and tossed a cup of liquid in Storrell's face.
Oh, my. Yeah.
Damn. That's some scary shit, though, man. It's a fucking woman doing this shit, you know?
Thank God I'm not good looking.
Damn.
What happened to me?
Oh, that's fucked up. Huh? I don't know. You probably get one of them shirts. Having sex with the ugly guy. Sex with the ugly. The best. No, what do I say?
I had sex with the ugly guy, and he didn't even get me a T-shirt.
Yeah, and all he gave me was his fucking T-shirt. All right, people, that will do it for your Nutty News Today, man. Brought to you part by NuttyNewsToday.com for all your wild, weird, and crazy. All the wild news that, you know, just coming from around the world. And I mean the world.
And like I always say, people don't ever believe what the fuck I say. Go and read it for your motherfucking self. And when you're reading the headlines, don't believe the headlines because the head is lying. Ezreal. Back to the music, goddammit. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to get back up into some groovy shit up into this mofo flipper. Let me bring y'all some back-to-back poetry. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, play y'all a new song. You know what I'm saying? A new song. Right up here on WDGE Radio. And I'm about to kick this damn shit in his ass if he motherfucking do it again. All right. Coming right back at you, people.
Sing with the passion you get when you're looking for some real shit, some. If I get hungry enough, I go out and steal that shit. Sing a new song. I want to hear a new song. Not about the dread that twists up locks with shells and bees, but never smokes weeds. Or the smoke with dreads. Who doesn't know the difference between the twist in his hand or the twist on his head? Always screaming about fentanyl and ganja. And don't know the first medicinal use of marijuana. I want to hear a new song about a thug whose first love was for comic books. The passion you get, you looking for some real shit, son. If I get hungry enough, I'm about to steal that shit. Sing a new song, the one that plays when you turn down the volume, when you stop dancing for dollars. I want to hear about the denial you still live at home with your mama, or the Escalade and the pavement plate. Sing a new song, tell how makeup hides blemishes. It diminishes the images we're not supposed to see. Tell how it takes reality to source it and makes it fantasy, but that's not the song you want to sing. Sing for me a new song. Tell me how any one person can make $1 million and somebody else has to eat out of the garbage. I want to hear a new song about a big business that won't get rich on the ignorant. One where the poor won't get poor because they couldn't read the fine print. And the chorus line, can we get some hints as to who said epidemic? Is it the same man who gave the poor man sentiments and controlled substances? Who gave the project tenant more of an incentive to watch television than to seek employment? Who set the consequences of the first time offender? Gave us a lifetime of imprisonment, and maybe the hook would tell me, hey man, wasn't that needle y'all stuck in my arm? I want to hear a new song, verse by verse, hook by hook, tell about the good book, about a soldier on a mission to deliver the message of peace and forgiveness. Sing for me a new song, and don't just fall in the choir, because as soon as church is out, some of them go stopping by for a shot of the Sunday special. They go from the altar, tossing a praise, thanking God. They came from the brown bag to the cognac. I want to hear a new song. Verse by verse, hook by hook. Tell about the good book. About a soldier on a mission to deliver the message of peace and forgiveness. Sing for me a new song. Tell how makeup hides blemishes. It diminishes the images we're not supposed to see. Tell how it takes reality to source and it makes it fantasy. But that's not the song you want to sing. Sing for me a new song. And let our rejoice rise as loud as a rolling sea. Make it worthy of the listening sky. Sing a new song for me.
Many are called, but the chosen a few. See, baby, I'm adored by them all, but I'm closer to you.
with you. Yo, you only come around when you feel you need it. And you won't talk to me unless I beg you to. So the ignorant man in me acts like a nigga who calls you to see me. And like any lover who's this gone, baby, you bounce to give me time to contemplate my actions. You see, lack of appreciation dictates that you vacate my space. So I see you at the venue the next night, spending time with the next man. And it's like the two of you, I'm laughing in my face. But he can't play with you the way that I do. And he don't stay up with you in the wee hours of the night, making sure you feel right. In other words, maybe what I'm saying is, he ain't me. But your attitude is like that dude from Amistad, you see. Every time I try to get close to you, you keep yelling out, give us free. So yeah, maybe it's time I moved on. Get back together with that hip-hop chick, or have a menage a trois with rhythm and blues and get my groove on, you see. You're right, don't make me wrong. And 16 bars don't make a hot song. And regardless of all the stress and BS that you put me through, baby, with you, it's where I feel I belong. So for the next hour or two, I'm gonna sit here and make love to this bottle of Henny in the hope that you come back to me. See, baby, real, recognize real, and even a blind man can see that I can't do this without you. So today and every day, I'm gonna say that I love everything to think about you. See, baby, when you speak, I get weak. And when we make love between the sheets, our passion gives hope to any lonely soul who meets it. To each and everyone within earshot who receives it. Believe it, this is true. Baby, you need me just like I need you. See, this ain't a Bobby and Whitney type thing. This is a Malcolm and Betty Shabazz type thing. This is a Martin or Greta Scott King type thing. See, what we have here ain't puppy love and can't be described as just some silly fling. See, baby, I'm in love with the lust that is you because you allow me to do what I love to do. And I understand that I'm not your only man. And I heard that you had a couple of chicks on the side too. So I'll just wait for your call to wake me up in the middle of the night so I can dictate, recreate, and recite another part of my life. And if I could marry you, baby, I'd make you my wife. But I can't, and we've been playing this silly game for just a long while. So I see you at the venue the next night, and when it's my time to shine on the mic, I'll just smile and introduce the world to our love child. Misunderstood.
We're gonna sing a song called Wade in the Water. Here we go, here we go. Here we go, here we go. Here we go, here we go. Check it out.
Wade in the water. Wade in the water, children. Wade in the water.
Children that Moses led it through. Come on. Who's all those other people dressed up in black and white? Who's all those other people in the water? Who's all those other people dressed up in black and white? Must be the children of the Israelites. Come on. Wade in the water. Wade in the water. Water, children, wade in the water. God's gonna
there. All of those people everywhere. All those people over there. All those people everywhere. All those people over there. All those people everywhere. Trouble the water. Every you come was there. In the water. Moses even was there. In the water. The Holy Ghost was there. In the water. Hey. In the water. Wade. In the water, children. Wade. In the water. God's gonna trouble the water. Wade. In the water. Wade. In the water, children. Wade. In the water. God's gonna trouble the water.
Greetings, Earthlings. This is Captain Smell So Good of the Starship Smelly Prize with my international co-host, Sayonai. And when we're not soaring through the cosmos looking for alien chicks, we're hanging out in the nuttiest head on and off the internet. That is the Jackal's Head on www.paranormalsoupnetwork.com.
Young ass whack. So if you pull it, fuck nigga, then I hope.
What they are describing is a complete end of democracy, the end of what matters to people, the end of what happens to the human journey. And for that reason, I think this is revolting.
Advertisement took over America. Parents feel if they eat enough of the bull in advertisements, their children will walk out wearing Nike, Reebok, or Guess. What's in style now? Not you. So cruise your unpopular cell phone down to the mall Buy yourself some shoes and clothes. Buy yourself some perfume because you don't smell good. Get yourself a perm because your hair's too nappy, or maybe it's too straight and your eyes too black. Advertisement took over America. Advertisement took over America. Somebody looks better than you. Don't you want to look like them? Somebody smells better than you. Don't you want to smell like them? Walk this way, talk this way. Everyone wants to glide across the moon like Michael Jackson. Who wants to be an astronaut? The world wants to fly like Jordan. Advertisement took over America. Advertisement took over America. Open your eyes and ears to propaganda. The best of the best American is left undiscovered because the man on the top of the ladder is afraid of competition. Who's the strongest and who's the fastest American? The one who didn't get caught and branded on television. Propaganda. PSYOPs is the new terrorism. Who's educating your children with a moral and ethical value system? Overworked and underpaid teachers. Preachers who pay more for their shoes than the attention they give to the congregation. So who's going to save your soul? Maybe you'll get it from your mama and come born with the right credentials. Advertisement took over America. Advertisement took over America. Got the right stuff to run the public and the private sector. Presidents buying commercials from multi-billionaires. Live. Tonight, tonight, tonight on your television. Maybe you'll crash watching the brilliantly lit billboard. Discover your taste for the good life. Who knows, you may be entertainment tonight. Light up the airwaves with static. Commercial after commercial. Sitcoms tell us how to behave. News tells us when to be afraid. Advertisement took over America. Advertisement took over America. Drugs are okay if they come with a prescription. So what? Your kid wants to be a doctor or a drug dealer. The only difference is legislation, a couple years in college, and high-interest student loans. Who smokes the pills and who swallows? Deep secure the illness of overcompensation. Limited wages drives us to drinking. Then we take the fast car all the way to the bank. We complain and complain about rates, too high interest, too low dividends. Where do you save your family's future? The bank. Who owns the deeds to your house? The bank. Who owns the title to the car? The bank. And who owns you? Your job. So work hard, boys and girls, because diamonds and pearls don't grow on trees. But the seeds you sow may save your life. Who needs leaves when the new money is made from the labor of slaves who pick cotton? Dig deep in your pocket to purchase the contents of that which sits upon the top shelf. Advertisement took over America. Advertisement took over America.
And that would do it, people. We is officially done. That is officially Thursday time for music. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate everybody tuning in, you know what I'm saying, checking out the hot jams and nothing news. You know what I'm saying? The good people that always come through and enjoy themselves, you know what I'm saying?
Timmy!
Being my co-host back up in this mood I make up for the last time. We are getting up out of here.
Mudanika.
Yeah.
Have a great day. Come back tomorrow. I enjoyed
it.
Yeah,
man.
Thank you very much.
Freak the fuck out Friday or something like that. So, hey. Forget
I don't know if
Friday.
I can make it, but at least I enjoyed today's show. So, I'll try to be here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's Friday.
You know, we always keep you in the, in the headlines. You know what I'm saying? And these heads ain't lying.
See you tomorrow, Smiley.
Peace.
Bye, everybody.